This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 118 for Tuesday, October 25th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were mostly lower Tuesday, with chart-based positioning a feature as values backed away from the upper end of their sideways trading range. Only the nearby November contract held on to gains, with intermonth spreading behind some of the activity as participants continue to exit the front month ahead of its expiry. The November contract up $5.40 at the final bell at $898.20 per ton. The more active January contract, it's down $12.90 at $868.30. Losses in European rapeseed futures and strength in the Canadian dollar both pressured the canola market. However, gains in the Chicago soy complex did provide spillover support. Historically wide crush margins and a lack of significant farmer selling, as seasonal harvest pressure subsides, also helped temper the declines. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were higher, while wheat was mostly lower. Soybean futures were underpinned by turnaround Tuesday price action. Recovering from yesterday's declines, the January contract up 11 cents at $13.92 per bushel. Solid export demand recently contributed to the gains, although there were no fresh flash sales announced today. Low water volumes along the Mississippi do continue to hamper export movement, though, as the market has difficulties moving grains to export positions on the Gulf Coast. The U.S. soybean harvest was 80% complete as of this past Sunday, well ahead of the 67% average for this time of year. Conditions remain relatively favorable for good harvest progress over the next week, with the influx of farmer deliveries tempering the upside. Corn also due for a correction after yesterday's losses, up 4 cents in the December contract at $6.86 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 61% complete in the latest report. That's up 9 points from the average for this time of year. Wheat bounced around both sides of unchanged, but lower at the close. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in the December contract at $9.54 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in December at $9.34 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 4 cents in the December contract at $8.34¾. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 79% planted as of this past Sunday, just 1 point ahead of the average for this time of year. However, persistent dryness in the key southern plains growing regions is hurting germination. Emergence was pegged at 49%, that's 7 points off the average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 25th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.